This is KUT. In the last few years, the face of immigration from Latin America has changed. It's become predominantly Central American. The language spoken has changed as well. It's still mostly Spanish speakers, but there are also more and more speakers of Mayan languages spoken in Guatemala, Belize, and southern Mexico. Millions of people speak Mayan languages across the world, but there's a shortage of translators in the U.S. KUT's Jasmine Garst reports.
On a sunny Austin day, Hilda Velasquez is sitting on a couch in the dark living room of a shelter for migrant women and children. She's been in the U.S. for a little over a year, most of which has been spent in detention. She's tiny and her feet hover over the floor. On one ankle, she wears a monitor. She's wrapping up a phone call with her sister. That language she's speaking is Mam. It's a Mayan language spoken in Guatemala. Schools in the U.S. mostly teach about how the Mayan Empire collapsed mysteriously around the 9th century, and that's true. Archaeologists believe it was likely a drought or a plague or both.
But there are still descendants of those people alive today.
That's Professor Sergio Romero. He teaches Mayan languages at UT Austin. He teaches three of them. There are over 30 spoken by an estimated 6 million people, mostly in Guatemala, Belize, and southern Mexico. Many of them are completely different from each other. As Central America becomes the primary source for immigration, there's more Mayan speakers coming into the U.S., but a shortage of translators. Romero tells me when he's not grading papers or planning lessons, he's taking calls from detention centers and courts. He used to get called once in a while. Now he's getting about 3 cases a week.
A lot of these people will be perfectly capable of, purchasing, beans or tortillas or beer at a store in Spanish, but then engaging the police or working with a lawyer or declaring before a judge is not something they would be able to do, not only because of the lack of linguistic knowledge itself, but also because culturally they're not prepared for it.
In part, the shortage of translators of Mayan languages is because there aren't a lot of universities that offer instruction. Tulane offers Quiché and Kakchikel. North Carolina University offers Yucatec Maya.
Until recently, the teaching wasn't very rigorous. There really wasn't any attempt to make the students fluent.
There might be another reason why courts are scrambling to find translators, why more native Mayan speakers here in the U.S. aren't stepping up to the task. Romero explains that it's not a language immigrants are always proud to speak. It's sometimes a language that gets left behind at the border. Or even before that. They said that language is made up. Your mother speaks an ugly language. Hilda's son, Jairo Velasquez, is only 9 years old. His mom laments a homemade bowl-shaped haircut gone wrong, but it's as goofy and as cute as he is. They've been in Texas for about a year, but he's been trying to forget Mam, his native Mayan language, long before that. He decided to forget it when he started elementary school in Guatemala City. Then the bullying became so bad, his mom, Hilda, says.
Entonces él empezó a
he started to pull away. Romero says this is not uncommon.
The stereotypical poor person in Guatemala is a speaker of an indigenous language. The tremendous linguistic diversity of Guatemala is seen as a disadvantage, is seen as one of the reasons why the country is so poor.
Hilda talks to me in a still awkward Spanish that is punctuated by the staccatos that are typical of many Mayan languages.
Solo quiso hablar
español. He would only speak Spanish. Spanish, Spanish, Spanish. Hilda herself learned Spanish in the U.S. while she and Jairo were in a detention facility. They'd been caught at the border and they spent about a year locked up. Nobody in there spoke Mam. She says she was placed with a translator who she barely understood. She tried talking to her son, but he'd made up his mind to forget that language. So another detainee taught her Spanish. Hilda herself hardly speaks Mam anymore, only over the phone, once in a while, with a sister. After some prodding, Jairo tells me there's this one phrase in Mam, an inside joke of sorts between him and his mother. It's a very important phrase to know if you're a cuddly 9-year-old boy. It means scratch my back. And I scratch his back, Hilda tells me, in Spanish. Jasmine Garst, KUT News.